I'd like my young children come forward this morning. Come here. I'd like you to come up there and sit in the front, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's there. All right. Now, today's a kind of a special day, isn't it? It's not your ordinary run-of-the-mill Sunday. We call it what?
Palm Sunday.
And Passion Sunday.
And what Sunday?
Passion Sunday.
Passion Sunday. Okay, Passion Sunday. Boy, oh boy, you know this stuff better than I do. What's that?
Our mom taught us.
Your mom taught you? Well, she taught you well, I'll tell you. Why do they call it Palm Sunday?
Because the citizens of Jerusalem made palms to Jesus before the Sunday before he was crucified.
Okay, and why were they waving palms to him? Well, let me ask you something. If the President of the United States were to come to Glenshaw, people all lined up, right? We wouldn't be waving palms. We would be waving what? Flags, right? We'd be waving flags, you know, American flags. Here comes the president of where? The president of the United States. We'd be very proud of America. We'd be happy, thrilled that the president has come all the way to little Glenshaw. We wouldn't expect him to come to Glenshaw, would we? Because we're such a small little community. And I mean, this is the president of the United States. He goes to big cities, you know, like New York and Boston and Pittsburgh. But Glenshaw? Well, the president, though, is president of the entire land, right? So Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and he's marching through these little communities. And the people turn out in droves, and they start praising him. But they don't have flags back then. What they had is palms. And they were free, and you got them from the trees and all that. But they would wave them. And this is how they would welcome a king that was coming into their midst. Now, there is an interesting fact about Jesus coming into, on his way to Jerusalem, coming into this small community. Because did he come in a large limousine with secret service men in the front and secret service men in the back? How did he come into this community, into Jerusalem?
On a donkey.
On a donkey. Tiny little smelly donkey, right? He didn't come in his big steed, this big horse, this big mighty animal where he could show everybody just what a great king he is. He comes in a lowly donkey. And the people are waving the palm branches saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He's our king. Now why do you think he chose a donkey? Because a donkey was a symbol of lowliness. A symbol of humility. Do you know what humility is? What's humility?
Humility is when you're proven wrong and you feel like, oh, I did it wrong.
So you own up to your mistakes, you admit you're wrong, huh?
Yeah.
It takes a humble person, someone who has humility in order to say that, right? You all know what it means to be humble? Humble is to think others more important than yourself. And Jesus, in fact, at one time, he took a little child and put him in the midst of the disciples because Jesus' disciples all wanted to be a very important person in Jesus' kingdom. And they were always arguing as to who was the better one. And Jesus takes a little child, kind of like you guys, takes a child, puts him in the midst and says, unless you become like this child, you can't be a part of my kingdom. You got to be lowly. You know, you got to think of others as bigger and better than yourself. And then you can become an important person in my kingdom. And so when Jesus comes into Jerusalem on a donkey, he's showing them that his kingdom is not about lording it over people, being the big man on campus, as they say, but rather being lowly and loving and humble and gentle, which is often very hard for us to be. But Jesus is saying, that's what my kingdom's about. And when you are that way, you are an important, big person in my kingdom. Does that make sense? Okay. Well, let's all grab hands. So I'll get wired up here. You ready to pray? Let's pray. Jesus, we know how hard it is to be humble and to think of others as bigger and better than ourselves. But with your Spirit in us and with you as our example, we find it is much easier. Help us to think of others not as people who are beneath us, but people who we work side by side with, people who are often even bigger and better than ourselves, but people we love all the same. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.